Welcome. We are in Barolo, in the premises that in the past were the first social cellar of Barolo. In this room there were the barrels and upstairs the bottling machinery. Now this location has become the restaurant of Il Bosco delle Galline Volanti, the Wood of Flying Hens. The name is due to a small breeding of laying hens that is in the semi-wild state. They have the opportunity to live and sleep outdoors. We are also an educational farm. In fact, here, with the help of European Fund, we have created a path of 9 panels in which Weedy, our mascot, tells about how we cultivate our vegetables and about the soil fertility and how to preserve and promote it. There is also a room entirely dedicated to truffles, because truffles are very important for our area. In autumn, the International White Truffle Fair takes place in Alba, and buyers come from all over the world. It is also important because it is a biological indicator. In fact, it grows only where nature is in perfect balance, and where there are truffles, there is a balanced symbiosis between plants, animals, and ecosystem. We have been doing visit to the cellar and tasting for many years, and over time we have specialized in analyzing the relationship between wine and food, or pairing. In fact, our tasting is called the perfect couple, and the couple is precisely the one between wine and food. Let's say that there is a difference between a technical tasting and a wine degustation. In technical tasting, you don't have even a breadstick. But I would leave the technical tasting to enologists and importers. Then there is the degustation, that is the reason why we love wine, and it is usually paired with something, because a wine enhances the dish and the dish enhances the wine. In Mediterranean culture, it is very difficult to drink just wine and alone. It is usually something linked to a convivial moment. You share with other people and usually eat something together. Here in Italy, we have a saying that says bread and wine, which means the basis of life. For us, it is really important to combine wine and food. So much so the Italian territory is very rich in wonderful wines with their pairing dishes. And normally, they have been united for a very long time. The Bosco delle Galline Volanti farm is the leader of a small network of local farms in the area. We produce vegetables, so all the vegetables that you will taste today are produced by us in our garden. And then there are 9 other companies that produce other ingredients. The wine belongs to our family, Germano. My brother takes care of the cellar. And then there are companies that produce cheese, meat, milk, hazelnut, and many other ingredients. If you want, you can see the list on our website. The network is called The Right Factors. Now I'll explain how this guided lunch works. In front of you, you have a placemat with graphs. Each graph will serve to create the sensory profile of what we are drinking, but also of what we are tasting. On the graph, you see a whole series of families of descriptors. We need descriptors precisely to explain the sensations we feel when we taste something. All the descriptors on the right of the gradient are inherent to wine, while elasticity, crunchiness, oiliness, and partly also savory are more inherent to food, but many of these can overlap. Let's take an example. If I feel a sensation of sweetness, and I feel it in a very light and very delicate way, then I will place a dot towards the center of the graph. As the sensation becomes stronger and more intense, the dot will be placed toward the outside of the graph. Some descriptors I may not even feel, and therefore I can skip them. In the end, I will find a series of dots on the graph, which, when linked, will become the sensory profile of what we are drunk and what I tasted. Don't worry, obviously there is nothing mandatory. This is a simple help. It is a way to get involved, to try to experiment with your olfactory and gustatory memory, because we are often used to stimulating and exercising other types of memory, such as the visual one, the acoustic one, the concept one, But that of taste and perfume is useless, but we all have it, and we can all train and nourish it. As you can see on red wines, there are glass covers. These are used to transform the glass into a small decanter, because once closed, the alcohol inside it evaporates and carries with it the volatile elements that are the aromas of the wine. In this way, there is an effect of accumulation of the scents, and so when you bring the glass to the nose and open the lid, you will have more concentrated sensations. We also pour the wines at a temperature in order to calculate that, over time, when you drink the wine, the temperature will be the right one.